Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Kate Stillman from Stillman at the Turkey Farm in Hardwick. What's up with that name?
How do I begin? I grew up, my parents were Stillman's Farm, and I thought for a few moments of diverging and going with a completely different farm name.
Stillwoman's Farm.
Yes. but there's one store in Hardwick, and it's a gas station. But I pulled in, and the guy said to me, "Oh, you bought the Turkey Farm." And right then, my heart sank, and I said, "Oh, no, every local knows my place as the Turkey Farm. I'm done." I hadn't even planned on raising any turkeys. And so I said, "Uh-oh, I have to keep it." So that's how
Stillman's
the name came to be.
At
yes.
the Turkey Farm.
Yes.
And are you growing turkeys there?
We are now.
Because the name dictated that you must.
Pretty much. Isn't that a great...
Because you grew up on a vegetable farm, and now are you growing any vegetables?
Or is no, all meat. All? We cooperatively sell with my parents, so it's great. They have all the vegetables. I have the protein.
So it wasn't like your parents were like hippie vegetarians and you like rebelled and said,
no,
I'm going to go
and
grow all these animals.
There's some dairy in my roots, so I'm well aware of what being a livestock farmer is.
Tis the season to talk turkey there. How are your turkeys doing and where can one get them?
We offer a number of different options. The farm is based in Hardwick, so folks always have the option to come out to the farm. But for folks more in the Valley area, we are offering our turkeys through All Things Local in Amherst.
And you have on your farm your own abattoir.
Yes, we do.
Which is a slaughterhouse, actually, right?
Yep.
A fancy French way of saying it.
That's right. We just opened that in June, and we are looking forward for the first time. So we've been raising turkeys for 9 years, and this will be our first year processing them ourselves.
How's that going?
So far, it's going very, very well. We are now processing all of our stuff. We're making our own sausage, smoking our own meats.
And are you doing that all there on the farm?
Are.
So
yes,
most people
are.
That raise meat have to take it somewhere.
That's right.
So did you have to go through some special like dispensation to get this slaughterhouse on it? Yeah.
Lots of hoops. I started this process over 3 years ago, kind of naively.
Right.
I was looking for a solution to our poultry processing issues. I kept running into people and nobody said no, which was the problem. So I just walk through one door and clear the next one and people would say, oh, sure, you can do this. Ultimately, not knowing how many doors were still ahead of me, but we have cleared all the hurdles and we are open now and it's been great. We've had lots of fun. We control all the pieces now.
That means you know what you're getting. You were saying that earlier, Phil.
Right,
like
right.
Sometimes
exactly.
you could take your animals to a slaughterhouse and some people have accused that they have come back with not the same number of animals.
Right. And part of that is because, you know, it's not that they're incompetent necessarily or that they're mean. It's just like they're going to pay more attention the more animals you bring. So if you're only bringing 100 birds and they're slaughtering 5,000 that week, you're 100 out of 5,000. Now you're sort of your own vertically integrated business where you're actually in control of the inputs and the final product.
My crew, everybody who works for me does this phenomenal job raising an animal, whether it's a beef cow for several months, it's a turkey for 6 months, it's a pig for 9 months. We do this great job and then we have no control over the final piece of the process.
Right.
It was heartbreaking and we really felt we could do better. I could give my customers higher quality. We could deliver exactly what their needs were. Consumers are very demanding and I say that in a good way. They're professionals. They're people with, some disposable income and when they pick up the phone, they expect yes. And I just got tired of saying no. So now that we've opened up our own facility, we can ultimately say yes. If somebody calls me up, for instance, somebody called me on Monday and said, I was driving by your place. Can I have a turkey tomorrow? Yes. He couldn't believe it. He said, really? And I said, yes, absolutely. What size? So it felt so nice for the first time in 9 years to be able to say yes.
Are you a little bit afraid that you are now all of a sudden that friend of yours that has the pickup truck? Who gets called all the time when somebody needs to move and that all of the other people that raise animals in the area are going to say, hey, you can process.
Well,
these
so
things.
It's funny. It's happened as we were building. We're right on the main road. And of course, news travels fast and in curious ways in small farming communities. And I would have people drive up and leave schedules with my crew to process their stuff. And I get a phone number and I'd say, booking 2 beef, 9 pigs. And I'd have to call him back and I'd say, we're not doing other people's animals. And some guy said to me, are you kidding me, lady? You're nuts to go through all of this and not process other people's stuff. But we really did it so that we could secure our future as a sustainable farm. So I brought you a couple of different samples there. There's some of our smoked chicken breast that we're now doing, and then there's some kielbasa that we've...
Hello. You got a smoker? You got an abattoir?
We're moving up.
And they might even, hire my niece who's a butcher in Brooklyn.
We have a dream of a female butcher.
How big is the female element in part of what you're doing?
Oh, it's huge. You know, I'm a single woman, two kids. We're not anti-male at all. There's some terrific men who are part of my operation. They're actually the backbone of my operation, but we fully disclose this. We're very female-centric. The men who work with me have to be great at working with women.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell all the women who work with me, please use me for everything you can. I said, I've been married, I've been divorced, I have young children. I said, pick my brain for everything. I said, I've sat across from bankers. You know, I've had dinner with politicians. I said, use it. Even if it's, wow, I'm having a hard time with my mother, or I really want to have a kid. So I think that's sort of what makes our business a little different.
Yeah. A feminine empowered turkey for
that's
Thanksgiving.
Right. That's right.
Kate Stillman from Stillman at the Turkey Farm in Hardwick. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks who have Our Farms, Our Food, the Future of Local Food in Hamden County panel discussion Wednesday.
6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Holyoke Senior Center. And as always, you can find out more about that panel and where you can get your local turkeys at
buylocalfood.org.